Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time. All alone in the dark, I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mine.
Everyone, get ready. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I found Gary, and I found Bonnie. This is Jethro,
hi.
And I want to welcome all of you guys to Psyche's Gone Wild. Go ahead and relax. I know it's Monday. That sometimes is the day that can get a little hectic in your life, but Psyche's Gone Wild is here for you today at 773-897-6461. We took a little extra time today to help all of you who are calling in, starting with, and all of you know, our phenomenal, wonderful host. Tonight, And today, which is in the afternoon, I'm a little silly, we're going to start out with Jethro Smith, that's me, and we're going to add our wonderful lineup of friends. And starting with Bonnie Albers, she is a very phenomenal professional individual who works with people on life coaching. She also helps individuals in so many areas with relationships, private work, marriage, health. Bonnie's here today. We have a lot of you who have wrote us before asking us, where are we getting these people? We're getting them on the greatest and best. Bonnie Albers is here. Welcoming Bonnie. How are you today, Bonnie?
I am doing wonderful. How are you, Jethro?
Really good. A little silly tongue-tied, but it's been one of those days. I think Florida's frying me. It's like really hot here. So we're going to turn around and go to our other phenomenal individual, and that is Gary Wimmers. Those of you who know Gary is a psychic intuitive. He's master of Limacy. He also provides decades of not only helping people with accurate readings through the United States and Europe. Gary is just a very good guy. We were able to do a show here last week, had a lot of individuals writing me going, how do I get a hold of Gary? You get a hold of Gary at Gary Wimmer, that's exactly spelled out, GaryWimmer.com, psychic. And you can, today, speaking of getting a hold of people, you can see all of us on PsychicsGoneWild.com. So go in there, grab a hold of whoever you want to talk to. Well, don't grab them, but write them or email them. And what will be the fun part is you can have this individual help you for a more intensive time. We're going to start out today. Gary, how are you doing and how are you feeling in Texas?
Well, I'm feeling kind of warm, too. We're starting summer here, and as you know, Jethro, Texas needs rain and it's hot. It's starting to be. We hadn't hit 100 yet, but we will in the next couple of days. Other than that, I'm doing great. I don't live in Syria. I don't live in Turkey. I count my blessings every day.
I know there was birds when I went to Austin. I got to tell you, I thought I had hit into some movie of Alfred Hitchcock's. I rolled into Austin with my son, and he was 12 at the time. And you guys have I guess they told me later it was blackbird.
All the bats from Mexico live under the Congress Bridge, and at about 5 o'clock or so, 5:30, when they're under there, they just all depart at once and go out bug hunting. And it's quite a spectacle. There's, you know, half a million or a million bats in that area under the bridge here in town. I never did count them, but that's what they say.
There's a lot. I know that when I went there and drove there, it gave me the spook. And then I laughed because my son and me both pulled over the vehicle. We both kind of got out, and it was just like, oh, my gosh, you could feel the rush of energy. And I'm not scared of most animals, but it's like it was an intensity to see that many mass there at one time. So we're going to take a readers here. I got people calling in there going, what are you guys talking about? We'll talk about what we want. No, I'm kidding you guys. We'll talk about with you guys helping each and every one of you. Now, do realize, guys, we have a longer list today, but please limit to one question. I'm not trying to be rude if I mute you. It's just so we get everybody to talk. I had a lot of friends and individuals know that we use this show to send out to other people to help. And I want to thank you, Maximilian and Patty Negri, friends of mine, to getting me involved in the American Federation. We know that over 82,000 individuals looked at, saw the magazine that Max puts out, that Psychics Mediums. Those of you guys who haven't got it, get a hold of it. And one of the biggest advertisements in there is Psychics Gone Wild. We're the number 2 show in Supernatural.com. If you want to check that out, out of the 5 internet shows, we rated the top 2 in the Trust and Loyal. So that's what we are, and I'm going to find out who you are on 808. How are you, 808, today?
Hello.
Hi, I welcome you. This is Jethro, and you are?
Lacey.
Lacey, I welcome you. As you've been listening here, I have 2 phenomenal people, and we're with the having everybody on at the same time, I'm going to have you start out. Would you mind? We do it a little different. As you know, Gary does his Limacy by having you drop, and you will do the stones. Have you listened to us before?
Yes, I have.
I had a feeling. How am I psychic? But what I love about it is what we're going to have you do is Gary will explain to you how he does it. He would like to give you a little mini reading. And then what we'll do is we'll go right on and have Bonnie give you what she does for a few minutes and try to help you. Lacey, is that all right?
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling
okay,
live.
Lacey.
And Gary.
Hi, Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey, this involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto. And I'm charging them up in my hands, basically putting my own human and psychic energy in them and cleaning them off, that sort of thing. And as I rub them, I'm putting energy into them, and now that they feel warm, all you have to do is say drop whenever you want to. Just say drop, I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you what I see, okay?
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, it feels like you've got the love stone, you've got Uranus and so forth, so there's a lot of changes right now in the way you look at love and processes you're going through about love. But you've got a lot of luck coming to you because in the next week and a half or two, you're going to feel a lot of things about your place, about your emotions, about being lucky, about having certain commitments to your place and activities around your emotions that are going to be very empowering for you. It's going to help you with a great sense of communication here by the third week in decision making. So even if things seem stirred up right now, you're learning a lot about your emotions. You're learning a lot about what you see as commitments. You're learning a lot about the security of place and how that fits into your life. Because as you go through that in the next couple of weeks, by the third week, you're going to be able to make a lot clearer decisions about things. And that's going to give you empowerment with, you've got the Life Stone next to Mars. So issues about men, issues about project, issues about moving forward, you're going to feel quite a lot of power and direction by the fourth and fifth week. Now, by the sixth week, you're got a lot of responsibilities that you're having to deal with. So that's helping you do several things. It's helping you get stronger, get more goal-oriented, get more determined. And it's also helping you, by the seventh to the ninth week, you're going to be processing a lot of things that have gone good in your life and gone bad in your life. And that's helping you get a new set of balance for yourself. Because oftentimes when things shake us up in life, they teach us things. They show us new things about ourselves. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to understand yourself in terms of relationships so much more than you do now. And as far as what you see as security, what you see as moving forward, having your own power, your own sense of direction, and as far as not having, you've accomplished a lot as far as clearing out things in the past, learning more about your spirituality and that sort of thing. So if things are confusing right now, they're not going to stay that way forever. Have faith. There's a process going on, sweetheart. That's my short and sweet. I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Hi, Lacey.
Hello.
You know, it's so funny. When you were talking, I pulled one of my cards, and strength came out. So, Gary, right on. But anyway, Lacey, I'm looking, and do you have a new boyfriend or somebody you're looking at?
Yes. Well, he's a friend.
Okay, and I'm feeling, and I'd like you to ask me a question about him, but I'm feeling like it's a new thing. It's somebody you're looking at in a different way.
Not really. I just see him as a friend, but I don't see him anything else.
Okay, because I see somebody, a new boyfriend coming, and I don't know if that's him or it's somebody that's coming your way, but I kind of feel like you're thinking about somebody.
Okay.
Do you have any questions you can ask me? I mean, do you want anything in your love or any relationship issues that you want to find out about?
No, I'm good on relationships.
You're what?
I'm good on relationships.
You're scared of relationships? Oh, honey, love is great. Just open your
heart.
No,
I'm not scared. I said I'm good on relationships right
now. Oh, okay, because I was going to say love is great. I love it.
No.
So, all right. And we apologize, Lacey. We've got... the phones are going a little wild, but we laugh. I think that, Lacey, what we're going to do is we're going to take just a second here, and I'm going to pull you back in because the phone's also going to – we're glad you're good on it. Those of you who have a question, we've got to go ahead and tease you a little bit. I know the phones are going a little odd. If you catch on your side of your phone and you look at it and you're calling in, please definitely, you know, make sure that you're a speaker, because for all of us, we've got four of us on the line. It's hard to pick up energy, so I am going to thank you with that. Lacey, thank you for calling in. Have we answered your question? I apologize. The phones are sounding so odd.
No problem.
All right. Well, we thank you. We're going to go right into, we'll look at our next caller. 831, have you got a question for our lovely guest?
Of course I do.
Well, you little questioner.
Well, My name is Lily, and I'm in love, and I'm unemployed. So whatever the stars have in mind for me, I'd love to know everything.
Well, let me give you my quick two bits, and then let Bonnie give her quick two bits. Rather than even have you drop the stones, I just stirred them around, because symbolism is symbolism, and you know, if you teach yourself, you can read everything. And that's one of the things you're learning to do. You're learning to read your own signs. You're learning to look to see what's pulling you. You look in other areas for employment. See other talents within yourself. See other things that you are interested in, because now's a real time to process things in a new way, to really see everything in a new way. Because by the second and third week, if you dedicate yourself to that, because you've got the nice set of balance in love and so forth, so use that as a good platform to let your imagination work for you. And when it starts working for you and throwing you ideas and possibilities that you maybe had considered but not gone back to twice, or things that you want to jump into, use that. Go to new things and go back. When you go in to talk to someone, if they didn't hire the first time, go back the second time. They'll remember you. That's kind of what I'm seeing. Use your energy. Don't be just because there's no job today doesn't mean there won't be tomorrow. And draw that into yourself. That's kind of what I see, girl, because you're learning that process. Over to you, Bonnie.
Hi. You know what's so funny? While you were talking, I drew a card, too, for you, and it was the World card. So the World card means that there's a lot coming your way, just like Gary was saying. And if I do love and romance, and I don't feel like there's any problem right now with your love and romance, and
okay.
I think that if you've got a question for me about it, or you need to know anything, or you'd like to talk to me about any question.
He and I are relatively new in love. I mean, it's been since March we found each other, and we'd just like to know how you see this. We've talked about moving in. We've talked about future. He hasn't proposed, but he has talked about a future. So I'd like to know what spirit has to say.
Well, how long have you been going together?
You know, we met 3 days after my birthday, so that would be March 9th.
Okay, so it isn't that long. I'm getting that, you know, it's too early, and that I think that as a life coach, things that happen slower and more intimately last longer. So even though you might be in love right now, and I think that it will progress, just savor what you have and walk in slowly, because living together and being together for the rest of your life is a long time. So enjoy what you have and nurture it.
We are nurturing it. I truly agree.
With the World card, you have a lot going for you. So, like I said, very few people get that. Well, I know, me too. So good luck. And again, I reiterate that as a life coach, and I do always suggest that when it's an early relationship, make sure you get to know each other. Because this is the time when you will be as happy as you can be, learn the problems and ins and outs of your relationship with him and his relationship with you, and that makes it last a long time.
Yes, yes. Okay, Jethro, you have anything?
I do have a little bit. It's ironic you asked, and I try to be good with all the guests. We've got energy. I feel like you have some karmic together with each other, and you two you're like little kids. You're enjoying touching in there, and you're like, okay, and whoa, wait a minute, something's here, something's going on, and you two are you're opening up your hearts again with each other. You went through a time here when you were discussing work, and I love that savoring. When you and Bonnie were talking, I got a very good buzz, and I joked about it, but I I am in love, and I have a very, we savor the relationship. And what the angels are telling me with you is that there's still a little bit of something here that's got to come out. You, as a kid, used to go through situations that I feel like you're growing back inside of you, and for him to get in this close to you is a little scary for you.
Yes, sir. I had a very tremendous childhood.
I'm feeling it. It's going to be okay, and honey, that's why we're here, and that's why you don't get with Bonnie or one of us, and I could feel it, and I thank you for asking me. Everybody, we always got all the cool ones, and I was like, Jethro, and it's like, yeah, I still do it too. But what I love with you, and I wanted to help you with, is what the angels are showing me, is they're saying, first time reading you, I apologize here. I'm not trying to be pushy, but I've got to put a little more light towards you and energy. They said
give it to me straight.
You do? Okay. Okay. Well, if you want Jethro, then you should have just said, okay. Well, what they're going to tell me is they said you are sometimes stubborn in some ways that are really funny. You're putting energy in. You did have a hard childhood, and you are letting some of this go, but the stubborn's a quality. Don't you ever give up on you. Know that you're loved with the angels. This is a karmic that came in this life. You've earned it. You broke through the weird things that happened there. I'm not trying to be mean, but your parents both should have not had children until they hit puberty, because they didn't mentally have it, okay? So now I said it, and now I spoke my mind, but that's how I feel, and I want to just take both of them and trade them in for a little puppy that's cute, because they weren't real loyal with you. And what I love, and the angel said, is you didn't do it for them. You've done it in spite of them. You're the person. They said there's another blessing coming in for you. Watch the skies, because it won't just be pennies from heaven that come to you, and it's a good thing here in August.
That's the world.
Good. August?
Yep.
August. Oh, my God, I have to wait till August.
No, you don't have to wait till August, darling. You're lucky now.
Lolly, you're lucky.
So we all give you our readings. We thank you. Yes, and we love
you
dearly.
Thank
you. You're welcome, and what we are going to do now is we're going to turn and take just a second. We're getting a lot of energy. I love all you guys on the phone. Relax with me for a minute. I know it's fun. We have the most craziest thing that's come up here is as we were going into the phones today, the guides turned around with me, and they're bouncing a little of your guys' numbers. So I know there's been quite a few of you just trying to get in. You're really doing it, but just relax. It is Monday. When you guys raise the energy with three psychics on the phone, It gets a little kooky, so I just want you guys to chill out a little bit. We're going to get to you. Coca Hayas, that's your name? Coca. Coca who is that? Coco, I like Coco.
Coco has. Hi, Jethro. Hi, Coco. Hi, Coco. Hi, Tina. Tina's my name.
That's excellent. I'm a little loco, so we got it going good here. So this is going to be fun. I love you calling Gone Wild. I'm gonna leave it up to you, Coco, because I feel like you've got, would you like to, you get to play with both of them. How do you want to do it? Would you like to talk to the lady, the gentleman? How do you want to do it?
Whoever can pick up on things for me would be fabulous. I spoke to you about 3 weeks ago, on a different show, and I saw your name again on here, and I was like, wow. You were very close, if not right on the money, when you picked up on me, Jethro.
Oh, my goodness. And you talked to me on another radio. Well, I get around. I am just a little.
You sure do.
My son told me, he said, you have grandchildren. You need to quit. You need to look over here and take care of home. I said, I see those grandkids. I talk to them, but I do get around. So thank you for the compliment. I feel we'll start out with our phenomenal Gary. He'll give you like he does with his lithmacy, and then we'll go on to Bonnie. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's your name once again, sweetheart?
My first name is actually Florentina.
Okay, I'll just call you Florentina. That'll work.
Okay.
What I do is I've got 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and 6 on life, and this is called lithomancy. And as I'm talking, I'm putting your energy into these stones, and in just a moment, I'll say I'm ready. All you have to do is say drop, and I'll read this pattern and tell you what I see for the next 3 months or so, okay?
Okay.
Okay, baby. So they are warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're actually starting a lucky cycle in your life. You may not feel it right immediately. It's kind of things are, they feel like they're at cross purposes, but they're really not. They're just showing you different angles on things. In the first week and a half or two, it feels like there's a lot of energy toward commitments, toward things that you really have to spend time and energy doing and making decisions about. But these are the kind of things that are going to not only heal a lot of past issues because you're moving forward, they're also going to bring a lot of love and fresh hopes and aspirations in your life. So even if you feel a little bit taxed right now in the next couple of weeks, you're going to get a lot of fresh foundation, fresh feelings about commitments, about responsibilities, about what it takes, about decision-making, things about your home and place. And as you go through this in the first week and a half or two, with sort of a new sense of empowerment, because that's the life stone is pointing right to the center, and it's showing that you've got this new sense of empowerment. Don't be afraid of using it, because you're still it's still kind of fresh to you. So when it rains, turn on the, you know, use it full blast. You've got a lot of energy coming in. And even though it seems it cross purposes in a way with maybe male energy or plans or things like that, there's a lot of ways in the second and third and fourth week you're going to make a lot of fresh discoveries about things, about the way to use communication, about the way to set things in priority, that sort of thing. Such that by the fifth and sixth week, both in your environment and in your organization, you feel like, wow, I've straightened this out. Whatever's at cross purposes is reorganized now. And that allows you from the ninth to the 12th week to go through a lot of discovery about relationships, about love, about fresh plans, about new things about family, being a lot of healing and so forth. And by the end of this three-month period, you're going to realize why you've gone through this sort of complex set of emotional ups and downs here recently, because it's brought you to this new point right now where you're getting this new sense of determination and going to make everything work, good plans and so forth. So you're going to also be thinking outside your box here in the third and fourth week. That's a good thing. Gives you more options rather than fewer options. That's kind of in general what I'm seeing. I hope that makes sense to you.
I think so. I will certainly keep everything open in mind. There is a lot of things going on, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even if it seems at cross purposes, your decision-making doing and that of other people, use influence where you can, but don't be intimidated or afraid. Be empowered, because this is a time for you to make a lot of strategy and plans. And by the sixth week here, you're going to have a lot of things figured out. So go into it with a lot of gusto. That's what I feel.
Good. Good.
Hey, Tina.
Back to you, Bonnie.
Hi, Gary. What's so funny is when she said drop, I pulled a card, and I got the judgment card, which actually means renewal and change of position. So it's interesting how it all jives together. But, Tina, are you going through something romantically right now?
Not exactly, no.
How about any of your relationships?
I broke off with a relationship for 8 years.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Has it been recent?
I broke it off at the end of April and have not talked to him since.
Okay. Is there any questions you would like to... I see that. Is there any questions you would like to ask me about that relationship or moving forward? Because that's what I do.
As far as moving, I don't... I just think that there was a lot of deceit in that relationship, and I didn't feel the support. So I don't know if there's going to be a turnaround with that or if I'm just going to move forward and not really...
Well, what I'm feeling, Tina, is, especially with this card, too, is you have a change of position, which means that I would love to see you move on. I think you do still harbor some feelings there, and I don't mean maybe good ones, but maybe resentful ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, when feelings like that come up, it takes a lot of energy. So I do see you moving on. I would like to see you move on from that relationship. 8 years is a long time, so it's nothing you can really just forget. But work towards changing your views on that relationship, because I don't want you to make the same choices going into the next relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, because I see good things for you. But you got to stop harboring those feelings, because and 8 years is a long time, and you're not going to get over it overnight. But I know that if you look at your relationships moving forward and what went wrong in this one, that if you can just let go of all the negative energy that you have towards that relationship, new, brighter ones will come.
Okay. Because it was just like literally a walk away. Like he gave me a kiss on the cheek and that was it. Like we never really discussed anything. So my thing was, would I, in fact, ever have the opportunity to sit down and really tell him how I feel?
I don't think that, to tell you the truth, what I'm seeing is, one, I think it matters more to you than him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the better part of your energy should be used to healing you and not discussing what with him, because I don't know that that's going to, I mean, you might have some closure, but you're not going to get the closure that you want. The emotions aren't there. So take your energy, and it's beautiful energy, because to love 8 years and to understand you have to walk away takes a lot of courage. So take that courage and know that for yourself, the closure that you need is within you. You need to realize that that relationship had to end, that it was not going to take you forward, and that the person you meet next time is going to have qualities that you really, really are going to be able to love, nurture, and go forward with.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
How soon do you see that happening?
I think that depends on how well you deal with, understanding that 8 years is a long time. You're not going to get over this overnight. You need to start releasing the negative feelings towards that relationship, which means talking, if you want, I have a website, and I'd be more than happy to see you or to talk to you, and you can go and take a look. But I think you need some relationship coaching. You need to be able to understand what went wrong and how to change it in your next relationship.
Okay.
And we thank you for calling in. Please go on to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in with us. What we're going to do is anybody's put in their name, we're qualifying everybody to win the books. We get a lot of books on the show. We've been a year and a half. We've got books. Gary's got a book. We'll have him discuss that he wrote. I have a book I wrote. Pamela Cummings has a book she wrote. We have some other friends who just sent us books for me to read, and I went, come on, you guys, I've got a full desk. So what I've decided what we're going to do is we're going to give away those free books to you listeners. So put in there, I like Psychics Gone Wild, and tell us who has helped you on the show, or just tell us whatever you want to tell us, as long as I can say it over the air. Please don't call us that. But we love you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, Tina.
We are rocking. We are going. You guys make sure to hit that right side button. We haven't had the followers like we do. We've got the listeners. I mean, you've got a full queue, and I'm running you guys through here. I do apologize to a couple of you. I hit the button, and it did something, but it wasn't an opening line. So if it does bump you off, just call back in. Sometimes there's a reason that Blog Talk is spanked, and sometimes it just needs spanked. 916. We love you, 916. Thank you for calling in.
Hi.
Hello.
I want a stone reading.
Okay, girl. What's your name?
This is Diana. I'm in California.
Okay, Diana, I don't know if you heard how this works. It's 16 stones, sun through Pluto, 6 stones on life. I charge them up for a second in my hands, and just a moment when I get your energy into them. All you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months in general. To all you folks, both Bonnie, Jethro, and I certainly can do a lot more on long reading. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Then we can do it in 3 to 5 minutes, but that's just that's the nature of life.
Very true.
So meanwhile, they feel warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say. Okay. We've got a lot of action coming up here in the first couple of weeks. The one thing I feel is your excuse me. You've got a lot of things about love, men, and emotions affecting your life right now. And it feels like rather than looking back, this is a time for you to look forward. because you're learning a lot from past experience about your optimism, about how to move forward, about relationships, about your environment, and so forth. So see yourself in a very empowered position, regardless of how love feels for you, because there's a lot of things being processed in the next couple of weeks, so relationship issues can be worked out. So see yourself as fortunate. See yourself as expanding, because you are, and you just may not quite recognize yet. It's almost like syncing up. Because by the second and third week here, not only do you have a lot of luck coming in your life, you have a lot of fresh organization, fresh plans, a new sense of stability, a new sense of organization within your life. And that allows a lot of this processing with relationships to take place. So you start seeing yourself, relationships, balance, harmony, the future, your power, in all these fresh new ways. And that's why I said the best part of your life is not in the past. The best part of your life is about to explode in front of you. But with a different, like different things mattering, different priority list, different set of conditions and so forth. But what they're doing, what this first 4 or 5 weeks is doing is it's giving you new bounds. It's breaking you out of like a safe shell in a lot of ways. It's giving you new strength about not only your ambition, but how you see relationships and creativity and so forth, such that by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've got a sense of commitment in your life. You've got good things over your environment, like control over your environment, and you're really ready to advance with a lot of good energy from about the sixth and seventh week on. That's going to give you not only a lot of good decision-making in the future, but like a whole plan for a long term of your life. So even if you feel a little bit maybe pulled in different directions, the past versus the future, you know, am I lucky? Is this happening? Blah, blah, blah. See the glass half full, because it's going to reveal to you not only that it is and how to use it, but it's going to help you with a lot of these past conflicts and fears and so forth about relationships, about who you are, about career, in order to get a whole new vision of them. And that's sooner rather than later. I see by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, the organization and the new planning in life is really going to be quite different from maybe right now, the way you're searching about things, be it love or plans or so forth. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, that's really good. Okay. Because I have arrived. My wings are healed. I have arrived, and I'm full of grateful joy. So I really don't need a card reading about anything. I know what the angels have told me.
That's
well,
what
good.
I feel like.
We're glad. Absolutely.
So that was great. That was really great. Thanks, Jethro, for picking up my call.
Brother Jethro.
Hi. Hello, I'm back. You can't keep me out of here. That was wild. Thank you, Diane. And are you going to be listening to your favorite show, Healing Fountain? I'm going to be on there today as the guest. They've already contacted me, and I'm going to be doing a special today.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. All right. Yeah.
How about
I got a phone number. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have fun. And we are. And that was the moment that we went wild. While I was gone, I threw out of the room, I found somebody with some phone numbers, and they said, when you call in Psychics Gone Wild, you go a little nuts. I think they're right, because now the next person that's going to get to come in is 203. How are you, 203? Oh, no, you got bubbles.
Hello.
203, are you in the bathtubs? What are you doing? Come on now. We got to go. Come on, 203. Oh, now I can't. I apologize. I'm teasing you. Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm so glad that you picked me up. I called 2 weeks ago and weren't able to get the show going, so I'm glad that you answered my call.
You never know with us psychics. The really great thing is that we're able to do this to help you guys here. You've got to get on our site, psychicsgonewild.com, and get with one of us. You know we've got two phenomenal people here, and I'm going to have you ask the question, and then we'll have, with Gary, we'll do his litmusy. Are you ready to go?
Yes. I have a whirlwind of stuff going on, so I just feel more comfortable whoever and whatever is the most important thing for me to know.
Okay. Gary, starting with you.
Okay, I'll give you a 3-month reading and let Bonnie compliment it, okay?
Hi.
And Jethro complimented as well. By the way, Jethro, I always love your fresh attitude and your little bit of craziness. It keeps us all in check so we don't take life too serious, you know.
I lost out there in my own show and I couldn't get in. They were like, you've called in before. It's like, well, every day it's my show.
So hats off to Crazy Jethro, his great energy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, sweetheart, I've been charging these up, and all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you basically in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've just done a lot of healing and are finishing up with it, and you're about to get this real lucky cycle in your life. You may not quite believe it right now, but it sure is. You've got Jupiter and the Luck Stone coming in. And a lot of this is because you've gotten tired of feeling limited or blocked or something like that. Because you're about to really expand in a lot of ways with the way you feel about relationships, the way you feel about yourself, new plans about business. Almost feels like you're getting education, fresh education about this thing. And that seems to be in about the fourth and fifth week here going on. So you're learning a lot, not only about this, how when you let go of stuff, how to actually believe in miracles and let them happen and expand. And that's a good thing, as Martha would say, because that's seeing the glass half full. That's allowing the universe to let your cup runneth over. So this is a good time for you to explore that. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, not only do you get a lot of things organized for yourself, a lot of planning, a lot of learning, whether it's school or otherwise, it's going to help you see new career possibilities for yourself, new ways of seeing what you want to do with your life. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, your decisions are very good around your environment, around work, and that sort of thing. And that seems to give you this sort of feeling of you have some more room in your life to play a little bit or to experiment, to do other things, whether it's artistic talents or explore love more or explore other things.
Well, I'm an artist.
Yeah, it feels like that. And it feels like you're doing a lot of exploration from the sixth to the ninth week that are going to bring you not only into new marketability, but new plans about your life, new plans about your place. And place seems to be an issue that you've been healing with. It's got some memories from the past that you've pretty well buried to your compliment and let go on. So, yeah, this is a very expansive cycle for you. Certainly be free to use it. You're going to help other people in some sort of way, whether it's art or communication. You do help other people through what you're learning. And beyond this three-month period, you're going to have a whole new fresh sense of goals and ambitions. So this is sort of showing you how when you let go of the past and move forward, how powerful that cycle can be. So enjoy it. That's kind of what
Thank
I'm
you.
Seeing.
Thank
I
you.
I hope that makes sense to you.
That was right on and very hopeful.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bonnie, Jethro?
Bonnie? Have we got you there, Bonnie? Looks like they've gotten her out of the room and they've grabbed her again. This little grabbing's got to stop. I'm starting to lose my arms. I'm getting a little tired. So we welcome with you here. We're looking on here, and I got her back. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
You're
hey,
here.
Hey, hi. I missed you guys. Something happened with the phone, so I'm so sorry.
It's so busy. That's what it is.
I know. I love it. Honey, do you have anything you'd like to ask about your relationships?
Well, kind of similar with the earlier caller. I just broke up with a 7-year relationship whom I also lived with. So that's where the whole whirlwind of life-changing stuff is going on. And had an unexpected person step into my life shortly after, and I'm confused about that. But
How do you feel about the last one? How do you feel about the breakup of that 7-year relationship?
More sad than having any resentment or anger. I feel it was a long time coming, and I feel I was finally ready to let it go.
Okay. And how about the new one? Have you known him, or is it a past relationship that came a friend?
We went to high school together, never really went out, never close friends. Now we are suddenly close friends and possibly more. I don't want to say some things over the air.
Yes, he seems like I'm going to tell you that I could feel that, and because it's from more or less your past, this will be good for you. It feels right. It feels like that, again, I'm going to tell you the same thing because I'm a life coach and I believe in taking things slow.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people take things way too fast with love and they don't really understand how to nurture and really be in a romantic relationship, because once you make all of those commitments quickly, mm-hmm. a lot of that goes and the problems start. So my suggestion is I feel this is a good gentleman for you, but mm-hmm. I think, again, I'm going to tell you, nurture this relationship. See what all of your likes and dislikes are. Be together as much as you can. Talk about everything from past, present, and future. But step back a little and just let it flow. Don't rush anything. Don't expect anything. And I really believe in time you're going to find happiness.
Yeah, just a little, because I just came out of the previous one, I wasn't looking for anything.
No, and I think that's probably why.
Yeah.
I think that's why this gentleman that you're, looking at is going to be good for you, because I don't think he'll push you. And I think that that'll be good, because I think you've been hurt. I think you've had some loss. And you're going to need to heal before you actually can give yourself completely to another person. And you don't want to get involved with anybody that you can't give yourself completely to. So I can see you in the future doing that. And I suggest, like I said, enjoy the romance, because that's the best part of a relationship.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we all love you. We know what usually happens. We're down to the last, and we usually say we've had our hour, and they kick us out the door. But this is Monday, so we still have another really good almost 45 minutes to go. All of you guys on the phone, 813-352-616-348. Don't go anywhere. Stay on that little phone. Listen to the little music. We're going to have a friend of ours from United Kingdom, the hostess of The Healing Fountain, Jen Christy Drinkle's song, Twin Soul. I want you guys to do this, and I want you to love it and listen to her song. She said she wrote it to her husband. The really funny thing, I've teased her once. She did say that her husband told her to stop talking, so we're going to laugh. But we're going to be on that later on, so I want all of you guys to rev up. Don't go anywhere. Bonnie and Gary are still here with you for another 40 minutes. Don't forget to go on to psychicsgonewild.com and buy not only a reading but a time. Gary's also got a surprise for you July 16th. Gary's going to be teaching you how to read the stones through the emails and computer. You can have an actual live class with Gary while you're in your house. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back with that right after this beautiful song by Jen.
When I'm down.
Hello. Brother Jethro. Sister Bonnie.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hi, is it Andrea?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm good.
Can you give tell me what you're thinking about? Are you do you have any relationship or any particular romance issues?
Well, I just got out of a 10-year relationship, and I'm not like 3 months ago. It's been off and on for the last couple of months before, but then like 3 months ago we split, and he left me, and I just wanted to know if you see any. Anything like a relationship. I met a person, but we haven't been talking, like, on and off. I mean, we've been talking, but not like, really talking. You know what I mean?
Yes. I feel like the last boyfriend that you broke up with, it hasn't been that long, correct? It's been recent.
Yeah.
And I feel like he hadn't been honest with you. I feel like in fact, I'm getting the feeling that that was the problem, and you knew it, and you still went with him for a while, knowing that because you didn't,
mm-hmm.
you know, you didn't want to get, yeah. And I feel this one that you're talking to, I feel like there could be something. But there's something holding him back, and I don't know what it is, and I feel like it's maybe something that you need to look into, because I'm not feeling that this is a relationship that I feel like you should be getting into. So can you tell me a little bit more about him?
Well, I met him at a gas station. I was vacuuming out my car, my cousin's car, and... later on, I didn't say anything to him. He didn't say anything to me. He was just staring at me. And I was like, why is this guy staring at me? And my cousin's like, and she was just like, don't, you know, he probably likes you. And then I met him on a dating website, and I asked him if that was him, and then we talked for a couple of days now.
Okay. I just feel like if you're going to move forward with him, he's holding back some things that you really need to know about. It's just I don't know what it is, and he does want you. I see that he wants you, and he wants to talk to you, but there's things he can't tell you, and they're the things that are going to bother me until you find out what they are. Now, it doesn't mean it's a deal breaker, but it just means that you need him to be a little bit more honest with you, because you don't want to walk into the same kind of relationship as you had with this last gentleman. And I feel like there's some hidden things there, and I know you're trepidatious. I can feel it. I think you know that there's something that isn't quite right, and you're not
mm-hmm.
throwing yourself into it. And I will tell you... and especially with dating sites, and oh my goodness, so many people use them, and I know so many people who've gotten married with them, and it's been a lifesaver for a lot of people. But you've got to check them out, and I feel like you need to check this one out. But I think that if you're on this website, I have a feeling there's somebody there for you. So. If I were you, I would continue to be looking on that website, And if you're that interested in this gentleman that you met at the gas station, I would have to look further and ask you to please look further into, you know, what is going on with him, because I just don't see this relationship unless he's going to be honest with you moving forward. And I think you've been hurt already. I think that you, you know, you certainly don't want to make the same mistakes the second time. You know, and you know,
what
you know, I think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I think the skills, I think that some of the skills that you bring, you're such a, you're very cautious in your relationships, and you've been hurt. And I think that a good, something that I think would be really good for you, a lesson, is sometimes when you look for the same kind, you don't often realize that you look for the same type of men. And with you, I feel that you do. And so if I were you, I would take a list, just write a list down of everything you want in a man, and then take a list of everything you don't want in a man. And I would use that list every time you go to look for someone, because I have this feeling that for some reason you're picking the guys on that other list. So you seem like a good girl, and I don't want you to get involved with anybody that, you know, is going to hurt you again.
Okay.
Now, any other, you can ask me a specific question. I love specific questions, so if there's something else you need to know, just ask.
Well, so you don't see me meeting anyone anytime soon?
I can't hear you very well. Is it that you want to know if this boyfriend, if I see you being with him soon?
No. Do you see me meeting anyone anytime soon?
Yes, I do. But I think before you can meet them, and again, I'm a life coach, and so I'm going to tell you that it's going to kick in with me that you are looking for the wrong, it's not that you're looking for the wrong kind of guy, but the guys that you are looking for are the ones that end up hurting you. So again,
mm-hmm.
I would use a list. Yeah, I would use that list and go through exactly, because I know what you want, what every woman wants. You want somebody to love you, to nurture you, to be honest with you, to help you and walk side by side with you in your life, and you're not finding them. So I need you to look at that list every time you look for a guy and start crossing the ones that don't make it off that list. Because I think sometimes you're picking the guys maybe because maybe you're attracted to the other type of a guy. But try somebody that you normally wouldn't look at, that you normally would say maybe he's too nice or he comes off a little bit, you know, too conservative, something that you would normally not look at, try, because I'm feeling that you are making the same. Hello?
Hello, yes, I can hear
you. So can you, do you understand what I'm saying? I think that will help you out a great deal.
Yes. What, like my ex, we've been together for 10 years before he left me, and I do feel like he was dishonest with me, my ex.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like he tells me, like, you know, he doesn't help me with the kids, and he tells me that he doesn't owe me anything, and I'm just wondering, like, I keep him away from the kids because I feel it's not a good situation right now. I feel that he doesn't respect me in front of my kids, so I keep him away. Do you see it getting any better?
I think if you put your foot down and you lay the law down, I think that if you say that you owe, you know, I don't know what your money situation is with him, because he does owe you money if you have his kids, and you say to him, listen, I'm not going to, I don't want to keep the kids away from you. You are their father. But these are the things I need to see so that I feel the kids are safe. And I would list again what you don't like. But look at your list, because, you know, not everybody's the same, and he's not. So pick some non-negotiables, like you can't take them around these friends, or I don't want them around drugs or alcohol, anything that you feel that will harm your kids. And then I would say that he needs to start paying you some child support. And I don't think that I don't know that you can keep the kids from him for not paying child support unless you take him back to court. And that might be something.
I got him on, I'm putting him on child support now. I'm just waiting for them to go through. And technically, they told me that I have full custody of the kids because he left and we were never married. So, like,
How do you feel about him seeing the kid?
I don't trust him. He lied. His girlfriend lied. I tried to be nice. I gave him a chance. And basically, his girlfriend sat there and lied in my face, and so did he. So what else would they be lying about? My kids do not like his girlfriends, but yet he keeps trying to involve them in, you know, her life, you know, in their life.
I wonder if you can tell him if he really wants to see the kids. And again, this is a custody issue. I have a legal nurse consultant degree also, but this might be a custody issue. You might, especially when he starts paying child support, you might want to see if you can have monitored visits. Okay, and you can ask HRS. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree.
And I think if you let HRS know, at first he might not do it with just you, and that's why I'm saying if you go to the human services and they make him, you give your kids, you know, they make him have visitation rights, you can ask them to be monitored. And if you go to him first and say, if you will let me monitor the kids with you for a while, then I won't have to call HRS. But I do believe that children should be monitored.
I do too. I tried everything that you said. I even tried telling him.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi.
Hi, can you hear me, Bonnie? Hello?
Hello, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro. We're back. We're live. I just ask everyone to relax for a minute and let me get back in the grip here. We're going to turn around and start. I think I have Gary. Can you hear me, Gary?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go ahead and relax here for a minute. We'll turn around and pick up the next caller that was in the queue. We've got a bunch of you here today. I do thank you. I apologize, Andrea. And I'm looking here trying to get a hold of our Bonnie. It'll take just a minute to get her on. So what I'm going to do in the meantime is have Gary take a minute here with the next caller that's in line. So I do ask that you guys just relax for a minute. We still have this caller, and it's like we're going to turn around and go through the queue. We've got Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. Can you hear us, Brian? Okay, we'll take that as a negative. How about 717? Can you hear us, 717? Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. I figured we've got a lot of listeners that are calling in. There's a lot of static today with the energy. Would you like to have Gary give you a reading, 717?
Sure.
Gary?
Okay. This is called lithomancy. In just a moment, all I'm going to ask you to do is say drop. I'm dropping 16 stones, 10 of them planet stones, sun through Pluto, and then 6 stones on life, and I read the pattern like a clock for the next 3 months. So if you can hear me, you can hear me correctly?
I can hear you just fine, Gareth.
Okay, anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Whenever you say, there you go, caller. Okay, you've got a, you're getting a fresh feeling about luck in your life. You've got the luck stone close to the commitment stone, close to the life stone. In the first week and a half or two, there's a lot of issues about place, about love, about people you care about. They're making a lot of relationship issues much healthier for you. There's a little bit of feedback. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay. So during the first week and a half or two, with family, with love, with new ideas, with good feelings about being at the right place at the right time, both mentally, psychically, and spiritually, that seems like it's healing a lot of issues around relationships. And so you get a good feeling around your environment by the second and into the third week that has been processed. It's been refreshed. A lot of the things coming up to the surface have been worked out in the next couple of weeks. And by the fourth and fifth week here, that is giving you a new, it's almost like a whole new career, it feels like almost. A real boost of creative energy, of expansive energy. You're having to deal with a lot of issues then, a lot of responsibilities from the third and fourth week on. But it feels like the way you're handling these things is with not only a lot of conviction and power, but determination. You're going to hit your target with goals and so forth. Maybe not immediately, but by the eighth and ninth week, it feels like things are lined up both relationship-wise and project-wise as far as business and things like that. Now, from the ninth to the 12th week here, what I feel like it's going to show you is a lot of the things that you've processed emotionally, mentally, spiritually during this first couple weeks and the things you've let go of, they're showing you a pattern in your life to use in the future, because you've got both Mercury and the Sunstone out here, and that's showing that you're learning something that you can apply at a lot of future times in your life on a very, almost like a technique. Because of how you've restarted things now, and you've got relationship issues straightened out, you've got business issues straightened out, how you've done that, how it stretched your mind, your imagination, and your psychic ability, that's something you can like take to the bank with you almost. So it's a good education you're going through here. And that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, caller?
Sure does. Thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate this.
Well, good. Remember, you can always listen back on the archives, all you folks, and listen to your readings here. Bonnie, Jethro, turn it over to you folks.
Thank you, Gary. And we've got you, Bonnie. I can hear you in there. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful. I can hear you, too. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened to the phone.
It is when we do the minutes. And that's why I always try to get everybody just to give us a few minutes. I know we never get to everybody all the way in your reading, but that's the really unique thing about the radio is you guys are calling in live. We want to help you. We've got so much. But when it gets busy, which we are right now, the phones will do it. I also apologize to you guys. I found out that I have two other hosts that have signed in on their computers, and so when they sign in at the same time, they kick us off who are on. So it's a sense. If you think of the computer like a toaster, if you stick in two loaves of bread, it'll be perfect. But if you stick in the whole loaf, you're going to fry it. So what we're going to do is we're going to calm it down for the last 20 minutes, and we're going to actually 16 minutes of the show. We do have a few questions here. Gary, I want you to tell everybody about your classes July 16th and what they can expect to get from you from your class.
Okay, well, I'm still figuring out the software, folks, so we'll let you know. We'll have it posted on Psychics Gone Wild. What I plan to teach is basically how to read patterns in stones. The system I use involves 16 stones, sun through Pluto, and then 6 on life. And this is a very revealing methodology, because when the stones fall, when someone drops them in a circle, or when I drop them, when someone says drop, when I drop it for them. The pattern, I look at the pattern. I see how the stones connect, how they point, how they touch. And that, in a basic essence, triggers certain feelings about what's going on. So the course includes not only kind of getting an idea of how to read patterns and how to read stones, how to get information from how the stones land, how they point, how to see timing, how to see things that are maybe more important than others, how to look at clusters if several stones pile up. Basically, it's looking at the geometry and the layout of a pattern and using that to trigger intuitively to show you what's happening with the person, what's going on, what it's leading to, and so forth. So that's basically a rambling on synopsis of what we'll be going through, Brother Jethro.
I can't wait, and I've got you guys writing it. Psychics Gone Wild, psychicgonewild.com. Mella B., you're in the room. That's where you're going to win those prizes, and we've also got a very good opportunity that Gary's done out of the graciousness of his good heart, and just because he's cool Gary, he's decided to let one of the prizes will be a 50% discount for those of you who want to go to Gary's class. So definitely put in for it, because you're not going to get this anywhere. Gary is the only gentleman that I know that has the book out there. Me and Gary were on a Friday show, and I laugh. These people were talking, oh, we've got 40,000 people, we've got all this. And I'm like, well, I have Gary Wimmer as my guest. And a lady wrote me right after the show, and she goes, he's the only guy with Lithmacy. He's the guy that was hit with a car. And I laughed. I said, ma'am, we just did that on the radio. She goes, where? And I go, one radio. So you guys that are getting in, you want to hear us, come on in. Bonnie, we're going to turn it over to you for a few minutes here. You've been helping a lot of individuals, and this month we've just got to know you, and you like to help people with relationships. But we have a couple of questions here for you. I have a friend that's writing me. They said, I've been having nightmares for the last 2 months. It's not about my relationship, Bonnie, but I want you to help me, because I know that you have other abilities. You're just trying to hide under relationships. I know I like to talk about relationships too, but I want to know, I keep having this dream about this man. This man is not someone I love. It's someone that was in my life that we had an understanding together, and he went on with his life. He is married to someone who I will say is not as attractive as me, but she does seem to have, I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at you, it's just I'm reading this as we go. I don't seem to know why, but he can't stay out of my dreams. Is he astraling to me because his wife is not taking care of business, or is he astraling to me for some other reason? Bonnie, please help me now in TY. TY is Tennessee,
okay.
You guys.
Okay. I, you know, I have two schools of thought on this one. If you both are able to communicate that way, he is trying to give a message to you. And that message could be that he's okay, or that he's thinking about you. And I do believe when you do that, you have some karmic links to past lives. So maybe you are really, when you dream, you're linking into your past lives with him. And that doesn't mean that you have to be with him in this life plane, because obviously both of you are married, or you, I don't catch if you are married, but he is married to someone else. And I do believe when you do communicate that way, there is a reason you communicate that way. And if you're communicating, do you know if he feels the same? Is he communicating? Does he feel you communicating? And if you don't know, then what you have to assume, to me, is that you have been together in some past lives and that you are meant to be in this life to know each other, but your dreams will get more vivid to show you what in this lifetime you are meant to be with each other for.
You got it there, TY, and we know you're on Facebook, and I do like you sending me food. You keep sending me pictures of food, and I will keep sending you back pictures of empty plates. Okay, we're going on to the next person, 210. What do you know, 210? 210, are you on live? We're going to get a few of you phone people, and we know there's a lot of you. 210, you have constantly emailed me in that chat room. You better say hello in about 2 minutes. Okay, I apologize, Texas. I know you wrote me on there. You said you were on the phone. You got in. For some reason today, I apologize to you guys. I don't know what's doing that. We never have this. We have a full queue, but I can't get to you. 210? Okay. We're going to turn right around and go to Patty, P-A-T-T-I. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
We love you.
Hi,
and we
Patty.
Want, yes, Patty.
Hi.
We want you to go ahead and talk. And I apologize here. I don't mean to talk over you ladies, but I got to keep control of the situation. We can hear you. Would you like to start with our wonderful Gary and give a few minutes to each because we've only got 10 minutes?
Oh, I'd love it. Thank you. I'd love a stone reading. Thank you very much.
Okay, Patty. I guess you heard how this goes down, correct?
Yes, I've been listening.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a good, happy listener. Thank you, thank you, thank you. From all of us at Psychics Gone Wild. So I've been going to be charging these 16 stones up, Sun through Pluto, and then six on life. In just a moment, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I see for the next 3 months, okay?
Great.
Okay, well, they feel pretty warm, so anytime you feel like saying drop.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you've got a lot of fresh change in your life. Even in the midst of a lot of responsibilities, you do feel a new sense of direction and commitment, and it's good for you. It's very good for you. So even if you things feel unsure for you, there's the momentum in your life is moving forward right now at a good pace to give you a fresh idea about commitments, about purposefulness, about direction. And invariably, because you're a woman and you ladies are complex, it's given you more information about relationships here. So a little stir-up in life is probably, it's like fresh seeds. It's giving you new inspiration. And it's helping you with a lot of, like, responsibilities you have to take care of, such that you can, like, find balance in a new way and find your energy in a new way so you don't feel stretched or worn out, that sort of thing. You feel empowered, and you feel a way of doing things with a lot of freshness and expediency and so forth. So that's why you feel a lot of change, because you're learning this fresh system for yourself. By the second and into the third week here, not only with personal balance and good things about relationships, but emotionally you feel empowered to take charge, and that means you have an effect over men in your life that's empowering for you. It certainly brings a lot of healing into the situation by the fifth and sixth week, such that by the seventh and eighth and ninth week, with love, with business, and with plans, you've really got a whole new dimension, whole new horizons coming. So if you don't quite understand what's going on now, it's like seeding you, it's empowering you, it's giving you a whole new sort of, okay, you weren't ready for these surprises, but they're the ones that are going to lead you forward. Don't be intimidated if you don't understand it. Dive in. This is the time for you to learn and process and get things evaluated on a new level. Because by the 9th to the 12th week, you're going to have the time, the energy, and the vision to really see long-term plans for yourself. So like I said, even though things may be a little confusing right now, you're going to be organizing and making empowering decisions. And don't see yourself as anything less than that, capable of making empowering decisions, because it certainly brings a lot of healing to the current or past issues, and certainly helps you from the sixth week on having a lot of powerful dreams. And more than anything, right now you've got the magic stone at the very start, so you've got a lot of good energy going into this period and a lot to come out of it with techniques, with learning, and with how to process things and move forward, like publishing, writing, that sort of thing. That's kind of what I'm seeing in a nutshell. Does that make sense to you, girl?
It certainly does, because I just retired and I cleaned out a lot of stuff in my house, hoping for new things to come into my life, and this sounds just about right. Thank you.
That's it. That's the fresh things, and that's what you've done, cleaning out the responsibilities. So, yeah. Bonnie, Jethro, pass it on to you folks.
Bonnie?
Hi.
Hi.
How is your relationships going?
I have none.
Okay. Well, you know, it's so funny because I just pulled out the card, the Empress, and while you were talking, and, you know, that is long days and the unknown, and you have some doubt. And I'm not sure, but I feel like you're not really doing much to look for any romance or relationships, even though you might want some. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Okay, and I believe that's because possibly you were in a relationship before a long time ago or a little while ago, and it didn't work out for you.
Well, I'm a widow, so yes.
Yeah, okay. So how long ago did your husband pass away?
About 10 years ago.
Okay, and you have really not looked for anybody since then. I feel like you're just not there.
Yeah, I had too many other things that I had to do first before a relationship came in. So I thought of my family first. And so now that I'm retired, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, and you know what? I really believe, I think this is a great time in your life. I'm so glad Gary has told you that. I think this is a great, empowering time in your life, and I think you'll find all new things. I just want you to put that, you know, love card out there, because I believe that the universe looks at you and they want what you want. And when you put out that you are ready for a relationship in whatever that means, meaning friendship or even somebody to just go to the movies with or be intellectually stimulating for you, I think you'll find it. But I really feel that the bond there of those 10 years is still pulling at you. So I would love to see you just, you know, talk about it. I also do grief. And you could talk to anybody about it, but you still are holding a part of that in you, and that's why the universe hasn't really looked for you to acknowledge anybody. But if you put that out there and you're saying I'm ready and I'd like a little romance and some, you know, relationships in my life because that's what I love, I think you might find one. But it's going to take you to put a little bit of that on the shelf of what of the 10 years that you have looked at everybody else but yourself.
Well, I think I'm ready now. My kids are out on their own, so I'm ready to move on.
Well, put it out there, honey, because you're
okay.
Going to find it.
Will do.
Thank you, Patty, for calling in. Thank you for dealing with this, Bonnie. Thank you, Gary, and thank everyone who hit the phone monster. We're all on the air at the same time for this hour and a half show. Always happens, you guys, when this happens, this is usually one of our best, strongest shows. I can feel and know not only have we helped a lot of you, but I want to thank all of you. You've helped us today. We've broke ground. I think that we just hit a record number on the most listeners we've had for Gone Wild. I love what the guides told me today to do. They said just don't give up. And obviously, if it's food or a radio, you're going to have to drag it out of Jethro. So we're still here. We got one more favor. We're going to take 3 minutes to give you guys just a taste, just a little sprinkle of Gary and Bonnie for the Mondays. And we love all of you guys. Keep going on psychicsgonewild.com. They're here for the summer. Gary's committed. He said he's going to come in on Mondays, and Bonnie's going to be here being wilder than ever. July and August is just going to be there. Mondays is this. Don't forget Tuesdays. Pamela Cummings doing her music. She's got Casey Kelly behind her with Destiny Cards. Then Wednesdays, we're going to shove it up a little bit wilder. We're going to run up there and talk to our mermaid, Amy Kavanaugh. She's got Inez Williamson on the coast. You bet. It's intense psychic. There's no doubt about it. Thursdays even gets Luluer because Dina Flanagan and our new strong catch a psychic star, Andrew Romine. We've had two of them write and said, Andrew looks like Tom Selleck. I think that him and Gary are both hot, and I can't make up my mind. So that's why you two came on. I prayed for people for television, and I got Andrew and Gary. We'll all be over here serving food, and that's how we roll. So 661, you're going to have 2 minutes of fun. How are you, 661?
Okay. That could be me.
Okay, it's probably his phone. Well, I guess Gary. If Gary,
well, Gary, would you like to have? Would you like me to help you out?
Oh, all right. We love it, you guys. We're doing here. Tell us what we'll do is we'll let you know how to get a hold of us for that full reading, starting with ladies first. Bonnie, give them your information for all of our iTunes listeners. How can they get a full session with Bonnie, and where do they get that?
Please go to my web page, and it is being – I just saw it yesterday, and it's really coming together nicely. But you can contact me either by my email, which is yourcoachforlife@mail.com, or you can go to my web page, which is all small letters, bonniealbers.com, and you can read all about me. My paperwork is on there. My prices are on there. And you can leave me a message. My phone number is on there. And you can make an appointment. For the summer, because I'm on this show, my first consultation is free. And then you can book after.
Gary, same thing here. Tell them how to get a hold of you or where to find the wild man Gary Wimmer.
Well, they can always find the wild man Gary Wimmer, just like they can find wild man Jethro and wild woman Bonnie on Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you.
So, equal fairness. But when you go to Psychics Gone Wild, Psychics Gone Wild has us all listed. If you forget that, You can always just Google Gary Wimmer, G-A-R-Y-W-I-M-M-E-R, or Google Reading Stones. You'll find me. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, so if you get to my homepage, click on my psychic link and you'll see what I do. I've also got two books, one called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones, and one called A Second Eternity About a Near-Death Experience. Back to you, Brother Jethro.
My last few seconds, you guys get ready. It's getting wilder. I'm going to go to Healing Fountain. I will be the reader. Jen's going to run us through some meditations. We're going to get real intense. Be ready, because United Kingdom, here I come. We're going to do it. We're going to do it hard. We're going to do it fast. That's the way Gone Wild is. I love all of you. You obviously love us. Continue to listen in. If you get a chance, pick up the Psychic Media Magazine. Angela Bixby and our cute little Dina Flanagan are going to run on the front page. We are going wild. Talk to you tomorrow. Bless you.